And a good Saturday morning to you. 7:45, that means it's time for another Wine Chat. From Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Ted, good morning to you.
Good morning, Daddy. How are things?
I'm trying to stay cool, and I don't remember when the last time an overnight low, I was looking when I opened up my computer at 5 o'clock this morning, it was 84 degrees. I thought, wow, it's not even 6 o'clock yet. And summer is truly here. Officially came in, I think it was around 9:41 last night. And boy, is it coming in this weekend.
And it's coming in hard. And I mean, I think I was up around the same time as you, and I stepped outside real quick. And the humidity, I think, even matched that 84. I mean, you could cut it with a knife.
Absolutely.
Cut it with a knife. And I don't know what it is with our neighbor or our weather these days where, you know, you used to ease into summer. Now it's like we flick the switch and it's the hot time.
Yes, incredible. Indeed. Well, what can we cool things down with in our chat this morning?
Well, that's exactly what we talk about today, Denny, is these wines that you can serve when you, like an over-chilled wine to combat this heat. And we thought, you know, it is going to be hot and sticky this weekend, you know, with those high temperatures, you know, feeling like 100 degrees. And so we figured out what we should do is talk about some wines that you can get really, really cold and bury in the ice chest and be very, very refreshing. You know, obviously you want to stick with white wines, but, you know, temperatures like this, even a Chardonnay might be a little bit too heavy. And people know so much about Pinot Grigio and Sauvignon Blancs and those type of things, which are terrific for right now during this hot time. But really, you know, it's almost so hot that you want something even lighter and a little bit more refreshing than, say, a Sauvignon Blanc or even a Pinot Grigio. And one wine I would always recommend is a Muscadet. Muscadet comes from the Loire Valley, and the Loire Valley is in that kind of north-central part of France, below Normandy and Brittany and whatnot, above Bordeaux, one of the longest rivers in all of France. And a truly interesting growing area, because they do specify, or they have so many different grape varietals that they do grow, but one is this Muscadet. Now, this is on the western side of the Loire Valley, close to the town of Nantes. And it's a little bit south of Nantes, but it's closer to the ocean, very smooth, very light wine. And the wine that they, or the grape varietal they use is called the Melon de Bourgogne. Now, originally, it was a grape varietal that they used in the Burgundy Valley, but for whatever reason, it was a lighter wine. It doesn't have a huge, robust flavor the way a Chardonnay does. The Dukes of Burgundy actually banned it from growing, you know, almost 600 years ago. But the folks in the Loire Valley really took it and they really appreciated it. And they liked the fact that it was so simple. And actually, it was rejuvenated a little bit in about the 17th century by the Dutch traders because they loved the simple fact that it was an easy grape varietal, that they would actually bring it back and distill the grapes and make their own little eau de vie, so to speak. That they with that Melon de Bourgogne, and it's a very lighter style wine. You know, when the ones that you're looking on a Muscadet is where it comes from, and you'll see on the label "Serve at Maine." And some people I wonder what that is. Well, the area in which most Muscadet is grown are grown between the Serve River and the Maine River. So that's just kind of an explanation of where it's coming from and whatnot. And then you also see a Sur de Lys. Now, this is a winemaking technique that they use for the Muscadet, especially the Melon de Bourgogne, because it is a lighter style grape varietal, not as much huge character like a Chardonnay. But this one in particular, what they do is they keep it on the old fermented yeast lees, you know, kind of this must in there. But they let it sit in there, and that actually gives it a little bit more robust flavor, a little bit bigger style of wine, kind of give it some oomph. And that's just because it's a softer grape varietal. Excuse me. So it's a wonderful way, and it's a great expression. It's very light. You know, this was one of my father's favorite wines to serve when you were doing a walleye dinner because it just matches up so well with that walleye. It's light, it's easy and approachable, but most importantly, you know, you can put a very, very heavy chill on this. I mean, you're talking, fill up that ice bucket with a little ice and water, put that guy in there, And it's so great and so approachable, and more importantly, very, very affordable. They're about $10.99, but it's a nice expression now. It's an odd grape varietal, the Melon de Bourgogne. You don't see very much produced outside of the Loire Valley or around the world, but it's a great expression. Very simple, very easy. A little bit of citrus notes to it, but just a fun white wine to combat this heat wave that we have. Also, you can mess around. There's another great varietal, Chenin Blanc, that comes from the area of Saumur, which is another district on the Loire Valley. This one, they use 100% Chenin Blanc. Now, the Chenin Blanc, we always kind of know, we talk about during the holiday season because it comes from another district called Bouveret. But this one in particular, the Saumur, very, very light. It doesn't have the higher sugar levels that you have in the Bouveret, but it's a great expression to go with all that stuff. And it, you sit down, you put that in that ice bucket, you get it nice and cold. It's very light and refreshing, and both wines are a little bit lower in the alcohol level. So it's a, it doesn't weigh you down with all this heat that we have going on right now. So those two is from the Loire are some real unique wines to try. So you have the Muscadet, which is the Melon de Bourgogne, but then you also have that wonderful Saumur, which is Chenin Blanc, very easy, very approachable. Now, if you're a bit of an Italian wine fan, one thing that I would also recommend is a Gavi, a G-A-V-I, the Gavi wines that come from the Piedmont region, which is that northwestern area that abuts the Alps. It's known for their red wines as far as, up in that area, the Barolos and Barbarescos and things like that. But they make a wonderful, wonderful white wine called Gavi. And the grape varietal in there is called Cortese. It's very simple, but it's just a wonderful wine. And again, it doesn't have that huge, massive body that a Chardonnay does. It's very light. There's even notes of papaya, pineapples, even mangoes and things like that. So it's a little bit on that tropical side, but there's a little bit of minerality to it. One of my favorites is made by a family friend of ours, Natalie Varga. It's a great expression. It's only about $14. And actually, that one, I did my own little market research, Daddy, and I brought that home last night, and I chilled it and sat out on the deck and enjoyed it. And it was a match made in heaven. So simple, so easy. In Italy, they don't drink a massive amount of white wine. They are still, per capita, the largest red wine consumers in the entire world. But the white wines that they do make are quite unique and quite fascinating as far as just an approachable wine. And I mean, on this one, if you're just going to do some light shrimp, like grill it out, oh my God, it's a match made in heaven. Or if you do some other seafood, whether it's mussels or even some oysters, this one is just a bright, brilliant wine that comes from that Piedmont region. And it's the Natale Varga Gavi. And it's made with the Cortese grape varietal. Wonderful expression. It's so simple, so easy, but more importantly, with that heavy, heavy chill that you can put on it, get it nice and cold, it's very, very refreshing because, quite frankly, outside right now, that humidity is almost oppressing. So it's a great way to sit and kind of combat this heavy, heavy heat that we have. There's a few other items. There's the world can be your oyster as far as trying different wines, especially white wines during this heat wave. One is a Carl Stittmann Riesling. Rieslings, maybe have kind of phased out of favor, and especially in Minnesota with our German heritage that we had, used to be one of the most dominating categories of wine that we used to sell at Haskell's, but it's kind of faded off. I think people just equate most Rieslings as real sweet kind of inexpensive wines, and that's not the case. They're some of the most complex wines out there, and that is, it's a blend of that, a little bit of sweetness, but finishes off with nice, crisp acidity. Some people do like it, some people don't, but it's a great one. We have this Carl Stittmann Riesling. It's only about $10 or $12 a bottle, but again, you can put a nice, heavy chill on that, and it goes so well with different fare. Sometimes right now it is so hot, maybe you don't want to grill a big steak. You want more of their charcuterie and things like that. the complex nature of that Stittman Riesling does go so well with just if you're just, you know, whether it's a little bit of salami and cheese, it's light and it's refreshing. And the bigger hook is you put a heavy chill on that guy and it's just enjoyable. Lastly, there's also, you know, from our friends way down in Argentina, a wonderful wine called Torrontes. Torrontes is a great varietal that is very unique to Argentina. You don't see a lot of it made elsewhere. You do see sometimes in Chile, they'll have some Torrontes, but down there, it's just wonderful. And this one in particular I like is called Loscano Torrontes, and it comes from the Cafaya area of Argentina, and it's just a great expression of that wine. And I mean, there's a lot of citrus to it, a little bit of crisp acidity on the finish. But once again, the whole commonality of all these wines that we've been talking about is the simple fact that you can just get them ice cold, chill them, and just enjoy them because they're light, they're refreshing, or whatnot. And I suppose if that's too much, then, you know, maybe you just have to go get some ice cold beer or something like that and get it chilled, Denny. But, you know, that's, those wines right there are a great way to foil this crazy oppressive heat that we currently have. But just a wonderful way to, you know, you gotta live with it, so you might as well enjoy it, right?
Absolutely. Ted, I'm looking at a text. Someone didn't have a chance to write it down, and I'll just read it. What was the name of the wine that Ted was talking about that his dad loved with walleye? Could be super chilled.
Well, the one could be the Muscadet.
That's what I thought.
That was the first one we talked about. The Muscadet, the Servet Main, Servet Lee. That is the one that he always, always recommended with walleye. He loved that whole idea of doing that shore lunch where you, you know, at the end of the, in the morning, you go out fishing, you pull out some walleye, and you have that bottle of wine ready for you, and it's just so enjoyable, and it just match made in heaven with the walleye.
And I'm looking at another text. You and I talk about this from time to time, but this listener was on the trip we took to Sonoma a few years ago on our wine tasting venture, and want to know if we're going to do that again. Well, I don't think we're going to do exactly that, but I can tell you, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this yet or not, but a year from this September, I'm going to be hosting a trip to the real Oktoberfest.
Whoa.
In Deutschland.
Well,
yeah.
We've got to get some Bratzen beer then for you, Denny.
Oh, yeah. I was at that several years ago. Some of the best roasted chicken I've ever tasted. And we hope to do that again. Well, we'll talk about that in the future. In the meantime, Ted, I know our time is just about up. Tell folks where all those good things you mentioned today can be found at Haskell's.
You're right. Well, there's not much we can do about this temperature except sit down and enjoy it and fill up your ice chest with some terrific wine. And the Haskell's is just the place to take care of all those needs to get rid of this oppressive heat. There's a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on the weekend. There's Haskell's out in Ridgedale, right across from the Ridgedale Shopping Center. Haskell's in Highland Village in St. Paul. We have a Haskell's down in Lowman's Plaza in Bloomington. There's a Haskell's right on the lake. So if you're out boating around, stop into Haskell's. We'll even bring the order down to the dock for you, get you all taken care of. There's a Haskell's at White Bear Lake. If you're out on the St. Croix River, stop by Haskell's in Stillwater. There's a Haskell's right off of 35 in Faribault. There's also a Haskell's in Plymouth. And then lastly, we have the Haskell's up in Maple Grove, a sight to be seen, a big giant store that's full of all these wines that can counter this oppressive heat. And if you can't hit any of those, stop by Haskell's.com 24/7, place your order, and we can even get it delivered to you.
Fantastic. Ted, always great information, lots of fun. Let's do this again next week.
I look forward to it, Denny.
Thanks so much. Ted Farrell. Yes, stay cool. Ted Farrell from Haskell's.